a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I continue to be surprised by what can happen in a Lifetime movie.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the
Deck the Lifetime Encore podcast! It's been a minute. It's been a hot minute, a little over a month, because if you remember last month,
we
got ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We were too excited, and then we were like, we got to come back.
I was about to say, it feels like it's been 2 months, and it almost has been. Yeah. First week of February, last week of March here. We're doing it. It's been too long, Patrick.
Was it really the first week of February?
I think it was up there near it, yeah.
Up there near it. I mean, we just loved it. Yeah. So we just have so much fun. But we got a real fun one for you this week. Patrick, you and I have been texting back and forth about which movie to do, because apparently Lifetime had a month of like very serious, like, hey, I'm going to kidnap you and put you in a hole type of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the actual theme for the month, right?
Spring into Love.
Is like a whole month.
Yeah, kidnapped in a hole.
Lifetime, I guess March is when Lifetime really just goes for the true crime. We had Ben Savage playing a kidnapper in Girl in the Shed.
Yeah.
But it's true
not
story.
That's not fun. That's not fun. That's just not, like.
No, very yeah. disturbing movie. And we had Stolen by Their Father, where Sarah Drew from Grey's Anatomy has her daughter stolen by her husband and taken off to Greece. And I'm like, how can I make that funny?
You can't.
I'm starting to realize that Lifetime's version of Hallmark's Every Movie Has Christmas in the Title is just telling you the basic plot, like stolen by her father or whatever you said.
The title is what it is.
The title is either said in the movie or it's a description of what the movie will be.
Yeah.
Like this one, Cruel Instruction, where Cameron Manheim plays a teacher who is a bad person.
Somebody say, a cruel person, teach, if you will. That's just Cruel Instruction. Somebody do that in the movie?
Unfortunately, no.
I'd be here for that.
But then finally, the last one that I was like, maybe we can cover this one. The Lost Girls, about human trafficking.
Good gosh.
So we landed on something a little more fun, you know.
Yeah,
this was the Double Deckers in the Facebook group requested this one, and I brought it to the table, and Patrick was like, yes, that's the one. And it is Stalked by a Prince.
You said what now?
Stalked by a Prince.
Right. And again, the title says it all.
So this is a person of royalty.
Yes.
That is also a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, Dan, this is something that you need to know before going into the movie. You might recognize these stars of the movie because they previously starred in a Hallmark movie called Fit for a Prince.
Oh my gosh, is it Natalie?
It's Natalie Hall and the guy.
Bryn Schaffner.
Jonathan something.
Yeah, but we like Natalie. We like Natalie Hall a lot.
Natalie Hall.
Yeah.
She was great.
Natalie Hall has been almost on our podcast no less than a dozen times.
Oh, really? She's like the one that got away.
No, she is always down, and then something happens.
She like has a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you hate that?
Anytime someone has like family, it's just like.
I think one time she gave up the stomach. She was having a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Whatever, Natalie.
Oh, gosh. Boy. A
shove
baby.
Off.
Yeah. Whatever.
but this time she's getting, instead of being fit for a prince, she's being stalked
by a prince.
So.
And fit for a prince. She was like a stylist or something, right? Is that what I'm just going off the title? Yeah, she was some type of like,
oh, dude, it's a bad movie. It's a bad terrible movie.
Got it.
You would have loved it.
Not saying this one's better.
No,
I'm not saying this one's good either.
Does Fred Armisen play Prince in this film, or is it someone else that plays the title role?
No, it's, yeah, no, it's Fred comes okay, in there. It's Fred.
Yeah, he does. Good.
Gosh, I love
he
Fred.
Makes a cameo.
Okay. I love Fred. are you ready? Let's dive into it. Let's dive into it. Give Dan the 411 on what he needs to know before we get to what he is going to know.
You nailed it. Good job.
Okay, so we have Stalked by a Prince, a Lifetime movie, 2022 original movie. It stars Jonathan Kletz, and Natalie Hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're big Kletz heads.
We're Kletz heads. Yeah. We're the Kletzers.
Kletz heads. Just going to throw some other names out there for fun. We have Michael Swatson.
Ooh. Michael.
Swat.
And going all the way down the list to the guy who played the paparazzi, Connor McMahon.
Connor, you didn't expect to get a shout out in this one. Mm. You know we had to do that for you, though, buddy. Congrats.
Paparazzi. We love people who play paparazzis over here at Deck, the Hallmark, Uncorked, whatever workout. Yes, I don't even know. I don't care. Because you know what? I'm here to recap the movie. That's my job, not to remember the name of the podcast.
That's exactly right. You would think that it might be one like together, but it's not. No, it's not. I remember the name of the podcast. Patrick recaps the
That's
movie.
Right. That's how it works.
And Dan doesn't do anything.
I know. I just show up. That's it.
He shows up and enjoys our description and asks us questions. It's a very important job.
Well, thank you. I feel important now.
Yeah, you should.
It is. You're basically like the Joy Behar of our.
You just ruined it just now. We just went straight. I was important and then I was Joy Behar just like that.
Yeah.
Joy Behar has been on every season of The View, okay?
Is she? But she's going. She's leaving, isn't she?
Never. She'll never leave.
Never leave. Wow.
Didn't she just get in trouble for something?
Who knows?
Oh, it's always something on The View. Don't get me started. That's my other podcast, The View with Patrick Serrano. It's very confusing. Oh, People think it's The View podcast, but it's me talking about The View.
Smart. Yeah. You have like a 1-star rating on Apple. We get a lot of listens.
Yeah. I got a lot of listens. They're like, this isn't The View. This is Patrick Serrano talking about The View.
This is a recap of The View. Why didn't I just watch The View?
Right. 1-star.
Joke, but it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Someone should do it. And it's not going to be me because I'm busy doing this.
That's right.
All right. Tell me about Star by Prince.
Okay. So the movie starts off with a blonde in a castle. And you're thinking in your Hallmark brain, you're like, ooh, a blonde in a castle. This is so fun. No, it's not fun. She is running away from a murderer and she runs into like one of those, those knights that are just like suited up there. In a castle.
Yeah. You know the knights.
The knights. Yeah.
Yeah, she just runs into one of those. It knocks over. She's like, oh, no. And then you see, like, a figure, like, go on top of her and, like, I guess kill her because we cut away to the title card and she screams.
Wow. That's how we open it up.
Coming out swinging. Coming out swinging.
Murder right away.
Murder before the title card. Wow.
Yeah. So then we cut to New York City, where we see some working girls, as there are in New York City. And we meet Alyssa. She is having trouble sleeping. She like really just doesn't have a good sleep cycle. And she's recently been through a breakup. So, you know, she's really going through it. She works in PR and she has a best friend named Rachel. Let's just say her name's Rachel because I didn't write it down.
No, I think doesn't have a good sleep cycle. Is this something she mentions in the movie?
No, but you get the feel.
Okay, I got it. Making sure. Okay,
Patrick, are you a good sleeper?
Yes, I get 9 hours a night. Okay,
that's what I'm talking about. This guy gets it.
And if I don't get 9 hours, I take a nap.
I'm a big proponent of the 9 hour sleep every night. I don't usually attain it, but I want it every night. That's what I want.
Yeah. You know, they say 8 hours, but I'm like, you know what? I deserve an extra hour. Yeah. So
winners never quit. It's nine. Yeah. Nine is the number. 8.5 if I have to, but 9's the number. You're right. Patrick's right on this. You haven't gotten 9 hours of sleep since what? Time began?
I can't do it.
I mean, how could you? You're so busy.
I'm an awful sleeper. And if I'm in a hotel, forget about it.
Yeah. It takes you a night to get comfortable.
Yeah.
They never have enough pillows in a
That's
in
true.
A
hotel.
Well, they barely have pillows. Whatever the heck, I don't know what's going on in the pillow industry nowadays. Hotel pillows are garbage.
Awful.
It's like, why are they there? Why are they there? Because they're not pillows. They're not pillows.
Calm down. I don't know who this is for.
For the hotel industry.
You know, big listeners of the podcast, the hotel industry. That's right. They love us.
Well, not after this one. We're not pulling any punches here.
That's true. We tell it like it is.
With your pillows.
Pillow talk. Yeah.
Pillow Talk. Okay.
A new podcast where I go to hotels and review their pillows.
This pillow sucks.
You know, we're really brainstorming.
We are just, we're giving these ideas away for free right now.
It's a very short podcast. Today we're at the Hilton in West Virginia.
Pillow's bad.
Pillow's bad. See you next week.
Hey, 5-star review from me for that podcast. I love it. So, speaking of Pillow Talk, Jack is a prince, and he is suave as,
you know,
as F. I was going to say AF, but then I said as if. So suave, I don't know what's happening there. But he has like a handler, and the handler is like a big like security guard guy.
What's his name? Like Tiffy or something?
Tiffy. What is his name?
His name is something funny.
Is he
like
the prince
that.
Of one of these fake countries like Musgravia or something like that?
Do we get the name of the country?
They do say it, but I don't remember what it is.
I'll look up the handler's name while you continue the story. Because it's something like Tiffy. Oh,
Taffer. Taffer is the handler's name.
It's Taffer. Jake Taffer.
Jake Taffer.
He is constantly like, you know, okay, Prince, like we have to do all these things. And like, are you doing okay? Like he's very, very concerned about the prince. And you're like, you're thinking it's because he's like a Prince Harry, like going to get in trouble and like wear a Nazi suit or something. No, he's going to be like a murderer because he's the murder prince.
Murder prince, as you do.
Yeah.
Good gosh.
And they end up at the girl, the New York City working girl, Alyssa, and Prince Jack. They meet at a party in like the VIP, and they're like flirty talking, and it's very Hallmarky, you know, rom-com.
You're for it. You're like, okay, I like them together. I wish I could see them in another movie, like Fit for a Prince.
Wow.
Right.
Another royal movie. Already,
yeah. They already have chemistry because they filmed a whole movie together before this.
So that this one was filmed after that one.
Well, I don't actually know the order, but I would imagine they were filmed simultaneously, probably because of COVID, you know?
Yeah. We're already doing this Prince bit. Let's just knock two
Let's
out.
Just, we'll do one happy, one murder.
That's right.
Call it a day.
So, you know, you're thinking like, oh, what a great meet cute. She gives him her number and they're going to meet again. Okay. But he goes to his hotel room where they have terrible pillows and he strips off his shirt.
Yeah. I mean, who needs pillows?
Shirtless hunk, right? You could just lay on his chest and he'll just like breathe you to sleep, you know?
Yes. Accurate.
Man.
That was
visceral.
There you go. You get it. You get it.
You get it. You get it. So he looks in the mirror and he's like chugging some whiskey out of a glass. And
he's got like new scars like all over him. Like these aren't old scars.
New scars.
New scars. Like they are bright. They're bright boys.
Yeah. Okay. Like somebody was trying to fight for their life and he murdered them.
You know how like when I fell on the ice when I was a kid and I had to go get stitches, there's like a still a little scar here if you look really close.
But it's not a scar until it's completely healed.
It's a new scar.
Brandon, that's not a thing.
It's a new scar.
Yeah. It's like that song New Shoes, but new scar.
It's like maybe they're not even scars yet. Maybe they're just new cuts.
They're still wounds. Yeah.
The point is he looks insane and he is like getting a call from his brother, Timothy. So we can imagine this is like Prince William. I'm not saying this is a royal family, but you know, brothers in the royal family.
Could you do like just an impression of picking up a call, British or whatever accent? Yeah.
Oh yes. I was wondering if we had done British accents on this podcast, and I apologize in advance, but I'll give it a shot. Here's my iPad as my phone.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Hello, brother. I'm in trouble because I've got cuts on my body.
Are they new? Are they new scars or are they old scars?
Oh, sorry, brother. They are new scars.
All right, chip, chip.
Cheerio.
You didn't commit fully to the V for brother.
Brother.
Oh, man, you guys. I was in the importance of being earnest once. Let me tell you. Thank God I only had like 10 lines.
Nailed it.
Okay, so the brother does call and he's like, are you okay? Are you taking your pills? Like, I just want to make sure you're fine. And the brother's like, haha, yeah, I'm taking my pills. And then he pulls out a big bottle that says antipsychotics on it. Yeah. And he dumps them in the sink. He's like, I'm not taking these.
He goes, oh, like after he gets off the phone, he like starts like punching the sink. He's like, I'm not taking the meds. I'm not exaggerating. That happens. I'm not taking the meds.
Wow. Full Hulk mode.
You know, and this is where we get into Lifetime's problematic depiction of mental health as a just baseline. Always Lifetime gets it very wrong. I don't think if you went off your antipsychotic medicine or your, you know, antidepressants that you'd murder people and punch sinks, you know,
it's full Hulk mode.
I'm not talking of you can't make me.
It was very roid ragey. It was very roid ragey.
And then Jake Taffer comes in there and is like, is everything okay, sir? He's like, yes, just leave me be.
The monster voice wasn't a dead giveaway.
Right.
Don't look at me.
So the next day.
I've got new scars. Don't look at me.
Don't look at my new scars.
Don't look at him.
Prince Jack stalks Alyssa at her work. He like follows her all around and then he calls her and invites her to brunch. So they go to brunch and at brunch, he like takes her. She like leaves her phone, you know, and she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. She like leaves her phone and then he like triangulates her phone with like a GPS something on the phone.
Classic.
Yeah. And Jake Taffer's over there and like he sees like, what's she going on?
Oh,
Jake Taffer knows what's going on.
He knows everything that's going on and he doesn't care.
I think he cares. I think he cares, but he's loyal to the crown.
To the crown. Yeah.
To a fault. Loyal to a fault.
Ooh, because dangerous.
Yes, he's letting this poor Alyssa girl just think that he's the most handsome, charming prince when really he's a murder monster.
He's a murder monster. Prince. Yeah.
So they do like a horse-drawn carriage romantic scene and it's like very like, oh, will we kiss? Will we won't? Will we, will, you know?
will we won't. Kiss? Will we won't? Said it for years.
No doubt.
It's a classic tale. And she's like, no, I am still hurt from my breakup. I need space. And he's like, okay, I totally get it. Like you're going through a breakup. So she goes home. It's like in the middle of the night and there's a phone call from her ex-boyfriend, Chuck. And Chuck is like, I'm sorry, baby. Take me back, baby. I love you, baby.
Yeah, that's Chuck.
Chuck.
That's what Chuck does.
And Chuck's like, I'm outside, baby.
Yeah. Outside, baby. With flowers, baby.
Come on.
A beautiful bouquet.
Yeah,
beautiful. And Prince Jack, of course, is stalking her because stalked by a prince stalked is by in a the prince, title.
Name of the movie.
He wasted no time using that GPS thing.
No.
He had a plan. And he is in the alley watching Chuck ring the doorbell. And Alyssa's running downstairs to go yell at her ex-boyfriend, like, get out of here. And Prince Jack drags Chuck into the alley, strangles him with like a wire, and then takes the flowers, shows up at the door, and he's like, hi, it was me all along. I have these flowers for you.
She doesn't ask any questions where Chuck is?
No, she just thinks that he was like ding-dong ditching her.
She thought it was a ding-dong ditch situation.
She does say like how... She says, how'd you know where I live? And he says, I followed my heart. And she doesn't ask a single follow-up. He says, I followed my heart. That's how I found your house. And she doesn't ask
us. The heart has GPS.
The heart's a son of a gun. How'd you know where I live?
Crazy.
My heart. All right.
Good enough. It worked.
Good enough for me.
It worked. And then he gives her the flowers and he's like, you know what? You should come to my castle in fake town.
Berenstain-Novia.
Berenstain-Base.
Yes. And she's like, okay, you know what? Let me call my friend. And she like calls her friend and the friend's like, do it.
You gotta.
Which is what all friends in Lifetime movies do. They're just like.
But in this case, I think you would.
If a prince says, come to my castle, you.
You're going.
Who's saying no to that?
Come on.
You're right. I'd go too. And they go on a private jet and it's very legit. Like there's no reason for her to really be concerned because it's like wonderful that this is like a dream come true. Like everyone says, like in these Hallmark movies, you're like, oh, dream come true. This is a prince. Like that's why they keep making these movies. And it is a straight up castle that they go to in the middle of the woods. It's like nothing around it. And of course, there's no cell phone signal.
No. Oh, in the castle?
There's in the whole area. There's just,
they don't do cell phones in Musgravia.
No bars.
And here.
That's when you know you're in a lifetime.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. If an entire castle of a country doesn't have cellular phone signal, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Will they or won't?
I think what the biggest problem here is her friend back in America starts doing a little digging around. What's this Prince guy? And like some things have started to come out to the press. Like, hey, guy might have some problems.
What are all the castle people do? The people that are working there serving.
There's no one there.
Just Taffy.
He's like, everyone's on vacation. It's just me and
everyone's on vacation. Where's the king? Where's the queen? Nope.
This is like their country castle, he says.
Okay. All right. So there's nobody there but Jake Taffer,
yeah.
The prince, and the girl being stalked by the prince.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good.
And she's like, she is like, this is a little weird. She's like, yeah. I'm going to go into town. She goes into town and everyone's like, oh, you're staying at the castle with Prince Jack. I don't know about that.
Red flag.
for real. There's like a bartender that's like, here, let me give you this drink for free. You're going to need it.
Wow. Skid. See you never.
And she goes walking around the like grounds, because like all the doors were locked too in this castle. Like once she got in, like she had to like get special permission to leave, like, cause all the doors were locked and you had to get like the key.
Oh my gosh.
And she doesn't think that's weird.
Wait, before you get there, you skipped over the part with the bath.
Oh, you're right.
So that's when she gets into the place for the first time, she's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to take a bath. And our guy, Prince, is like, no problem. Goes back into his living quarters, turns on his little computer monitor, surveillance cameras all over her room, watching her bathe, watching her sleep. And he like does this thing when he's watching where he like a kid, like a heads up, seven up situation, like head on the desk, just like watching the screen, like, this is good for me type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, she, at this point, she's not bright.
Well, how are you to know that you are being watched?
There's no cell signal anywhere. Everybody in town's giving her the no, don't do that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, it's
established, though, that she has trouble sleeping. So she's sleep deprived. She's jet lagged from the plane. Like, yeah. She's not full. She's when not, you don't get your full sleep, yeah. it is as bad as being drunk, okay?
When you don't get like, your full 10 and a half hours a night, it's a problem.
Never underestimate the power of a rim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, she's impaired. For sleep impaired.
Okay. And also, like, he's, like, constantly, like, giving her drinks. So there's that.
Yeah, and he's so hot.
So hot.
I feel like a lot of these movies have the bit where the murderer plies the woman with alcohol. Is this a common bit in these movies?
Yeah.
Because didn't the last one have something of that nature?
But the nice thing about this prince is he would never drug her. That's too far.
The other movie I wanted to talk about, Nightmare Swim Instructor, had roofie cookies, and I was like, gosh, that's a new one for me, roofie cookies. But no roofing here, just you know, enjoying some champagne.
I just heard about a middle school in the area, Dan, that some kid brought marijuana gummies, yes. But he thought they were, you know, he was handing them out as, you know, fun gummies. Like, hey, you some fruit snacks.
He thought they were the real, just real gummies.
Just fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with the boys and eating fruit snacks. Well, like, these kids start, you know, throwing down marijuana gummies. No. And all of a sudden, all these kids just start, you know, just like throwing up, like in class, and just one after another. It's a whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
well, you got to be careful with your drugs of any kind. Put them in the medicine cabinet.
That's exactly right.
It's true.
That's exactly right.
That's what we should take away from this.
So she's walking around town. She gets back and she's like, let me explore the grounds.
Yeah. That have no one working them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes into an abandoned horse stable because she loves horses and she's like a horse girl, you know, and
she's
there's
a big
always
horse girl.
There's always
she's not
one.
A girl
there's
that is a horse. One. She's into horses. Got it. I saw your wheels turning. She's a horse now. No, not in this one.
No, that's a different Lifetime movie.
Which I'm here for, by the way. Horse Girl?
Stalked by a horse girl.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I used to listen to Coast to Coast AM, the paranormal show hosted by Art Bell, rest in peace, there was a guy who he would have on a semi-regular basis that he believed he was a horse. And it was great.
I bet.
Okay.
He has a book. Let me see if I can find the book.
Just go ahead.
Go ahead, Patrick. This is ridiculous. Sorry.
So in the stables, Alyssa finds a body. Like, she's like searching through the hay and she doesn't find a needle. She finds the body of the girl who was murdered.
Oh my gosh.
And she knows she is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
She knows.
That is a red flag there for sure. There's no question.
Instead of running away, she goes back to the castle and has a civilized dinner with Prince Jack and his brother and wife and kids who just happen to like stop by for dinner. They're so like, using the country castle? Oh, we wanted to use the country castle. I guess we'll have to have dinner. So they all have like a formal seated plated dinner
and
together.
And she sees the dead body before this.
Yeah, but there's dinner's served. You know, there's nothing you can do. At a certain point, you have to keep going to dinner. By the way, it's by Jason the Horse, and the book is called What If You're a Horse in Human Form?
Okay.
Great. That's good, the title.
Great.
It's probably Alyssa's favorite book.
Probably. What if you are, though? You know?
Speaking of books, she does write a little like help me note before the dinner, and she like puts it in her pocket.
Yes. No one knows she knows yet. Why does she do this? Why doesn't she just leave?
Well, exactly. But she can't. She came on a private jet, and it's in the middle of the woods.
Mm, yeah, it just gets a town, man. I just don't know what you want.
The reason for not leaving, like at that point, I maybe Taffer finds her in the horse thing. It's like, come back to the place. You can't talk about what you just saw over there.
Yeah.
All right. So Natalie Hall's eating dinner with Stalker Prince and his brother's family.
Yes.
Yes. But she like can't keep her composure. She's like very upset, and she talks to Taffer. She's like, please let me go. Like, he's like, I can't. I pledge allegiance to the prince. And she's like literally trapped in the castle. Like, she can't open any of the doors. She's like trying. But the note falls out of her pocket, and the prince finds it. And And it's literally like Tom and Jerry, like running around the castle type of vibes.
Yeah. And she's running around, and then she looks down at the ground, and there's an iPad. That's good. So she picks up that iPad and runs into a room.
There's no Wi-Fi or cell signal.
Well, there is now.
What?
The iPad has access to a special Wi-Fi. It would be my guess.
Yeah, the kids needed the Wi-Fi to watch Blippi on YouTube. So, you know, that's
so
what
they
were doing.
So there is Wi-Fi. They're just not sharing it with her.
That probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she also takes off her high heels and puts on a pair of tennis shoes.
Mm.
Yeah, she does.
Good to know for later. Got it.
Okay. So she goes into this office. She doodles on the
pokes
doodles,
around
we call it on the iPad and she sets it up in the corner, and then she turns around and she set up a live stream on someone's social media page.
So we don't know whose it is. Surely she didn't log in her own.
She just quick set up a live stream.
She Facebook lived from the crown. I don't know, but she's live streaming, which I've never really thought, but you have to be prepared to do a quick live stream
at all times.
Everybody, like, we used to do fire drills. We used to do, you know, like
live
all sorts of different.
Is what you're asking.
We need to do live stream drills. Like, how quickly can you get a live stream up and running? Because you never know when you're going to be stalked by a prince. And I think that's important.
It's a good note. It's a good note.
Thank you.
Keep your drugs in your cabinets. Always be prepared for a live stream.
You get it.
Yes, and live streams have been the hot new thing in TV movies this year. I don't know if it's the same thing over at Hallmark, but Lifetime loves a live stream this year.
Mm. What would Hallmark be live streaming about? No, it's not a thing.
No, not at all.
No.
Well, yeah, they'd have to like explain it and be like, okay, so a live stream is different than like a FaceTime.
Hi, we have a lot of fun here at Hallmark, but real quick, we're about to do a live stream.
what we're saying is being seen in real time.
Yes. So Prince Jack goes into this whole thing about like how he was stalking Alyssa. He like admits to all the bad things he's done, and he is not so Prince Charming. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he's like, I killed some people and it's not a big deal, but
I'm gonna
whatever.
Kill you. I've got, you know, my scars are starting to get old. Like, I gotta get some new ones, like stuff like that. Like, and he's saying it all on the live stream.
And it's my favorite Lifetime trope of like the bad guy just saying everything, everything out there.
And this is why I did this.
Before I kill you, let me take you back to the beginning.
I was a wee young lad when I killed my first person.
It's just the best. And then she's like, surprise, dummy, you're on live stream. And he's like, oh, you got me. And he like punches the iPad.
He throws it down and he goes, I'm not dealing with a live stream. And he breaks it.
Yes. Taffer comes in. He's like, Prince, calm down. Oh, no, you're getting so worked up. My poor little baby. And he stabs Taffer, and Taffer falls on the ground.
He kills Taffer.
You hate to see that.
We're
you
like,
hate
to see dang.
It. Jake Taffer.
Not again.
He was just doing his job, and you know, he got stabbed.
Man. Loyal to a fault, that Taffer.
He is.
Yes. And then we see Timothy, our Prince William, and Kate, you know, they're like still at dinner with their kids, and they're like watching the live stream, like, oh no, this is bad. And they let Alyssa out. She runs into the woods. And then Timothy, the brother, tries to reason with Jack. And he's like, brother, please. I don't know how they say please, but.
Please.
No, everything doesn't have a V in it.
Well,
yeah,
you be for Christ.
You know, basically, he's like, brother, like, you know, this isn't as bad as you think it is. Like, we could work this out. Like, we'll just like spin it to the press. And, you know, we've done a lot worse.
Yeah,
we've killed women around here before.
You know, this isn't the first murder that any royal has done.
All you have to say is that you don't sweat and you can get away with anything. That's what I've learned.
But
he doesn't sweat. He doesn't sweat.
Who?
The prince in real life with the guy. You guys haven't heard about this?
A prince doesn't sweat?
No.
What are you talking about?
So what's the guy? What's the guy with that guy got killed in prison?
Just one, huh?
A lot of guys
with all with the real bad crimes.
Oh, we're going to Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, Jeffrey Epstein. So the prince that was
How did we get here?
What are you?
So
talking
the prince
about?
That is affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein. His defense is that this girl claims that she was with him, and that he was sweating, and he says, "I don't sweat."
Not possible.
That's his defense.
Human beings sweat.
All we have to do is say, "I don't sweat."
But if you don't sweat, you would die in heat.
Well, he doesn't sweat though, so it couldn't have been him.
Great.
All right. Well, great to know that princes don't sweat.
They don't sweat. That's actually a must.
But Prince Jack is not listening to his brother, whether he's sweating or not. He takes out a gun and shoots his brother in the heart and is like, "You dead? Goodbye." Yep. And he runs to the woods to get Alyssa because he is solely stalked. You know, he wants to stalk the girl because he's stopped by a prince.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So she's running through the woods and he's chasing her with a gun and he still kind of looks like attractive. It's like so annoying because I'm like, this is a bad guy, but like he has like blood on his head, but it's like sexy blood. And I'm like, how did they make it look
what
like?
What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, I mean, this is like the most attractive wound I've seen on someone's head ever.
Not a new scar. Yet.
Not a scar. No, it's not scarred over.
Wait until it does scar over. Boy.
But, you know, like Alexia Cara says, your scars are beautiful, everyone.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's almost going to like be killed by the prince, but Taffer shows up.
What?
He's
Taffer? Like, Jake Taffer's back.
He got stabbed.
His last act before he dies is to shoot the prince and be like, no. And he saves Alyssa, who goes back to New York and she's sitting with her friend Rachel, and she's like, "Why are we single?"
The ending of this movie. The ending of this movie is so bizarre.
No,
she sits down with her friend, and she's just like, "I always pick the wrong guy." And her friend is like, "We should just go into business together." And she's like, "You think?
Are you serious?"
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good grief, man.
Always with the stalking princess.
Oh, every time I pick a guy, it's like he wants to murder me. It's unbelievable.
Oh, and the paparazzi that we were promised to talk about in the beginning of the movie, they come at the end and they're like taking pictures of her and they're like, Alyssa, tell us what happened with the prince. You know, so there are consequences to what happened. But
she's famous.
But not really.
Yeah.
And Connor, you thrived in that scene.
Yeah, as McMahon. Oh, man, the McMahons will never be the
same.
Just
amazing. So shall we pour it up or put a cork in it, Patrick?
Yes. So, you know, on the show, we either pour it up, which means we liked it, or put a cork in it, which means we did not. We'll start with Bran or Dan.
Dan.
I can't remember.
It's been 2 months.
Dan starts.
Man, this movie sounds like a train wreck. It sounds awful, but this is the first time I can say this. I must see this movie. I must see it. I have to see it. This is absurd. The gaping plot holes are no longer just contrivances. They're the movie. And I have to see this movie for myself. So on the strength of that alone, pour it up, baby.
All right.
Pour it up for Dan.
Love that. Bran, what are you thinking?
I think I'm pouring it halfway up.
You can't do that.
You have to pour it
up. Put a cork in it and pour it up. Right now.
It's a tough scale of rating, I know.
I'm pouring it up. I had enough fun with it. I don't think it's my favorite. It's not my favorite of the ones that we've watched, but it's a fun time. And I love Natalie Hall. I want her to be in more Hallmark movies for her. And, you know, it was good to see the prince from Fit for a Prince, you know, be a baddie, because he wasn't really good at being good. So it was good to see him be bad. And
good to know.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time.
Wonderful. So Natalie Hall, I love that she can kind of go from a Lifetime to a Hallmark. That's very fun and hard to do. Like, you're not going to see Lacey Chabert like being in a Lifetime movie doing it well. You know what I mean?
Gosh,
like she does her Hallmark thing very well, but if she had to switch over and be chased through the woods with a murdery prince, I don't think she would excel.
That
to Neve Campbell. Okay, Neve Campbell's the scream queen. Lacey Chabert's the, you know, girl next door.
Yeah, exactly. But Natalie Hall is a double threat, is what you're saying.
She's a double threat. That's she's right. Probably a triple threat, because she could do like an Up TV movie or something if she wanted to. Easy peasy. That stuff's like a walk in the park. I could do an Up TV movie. Come on now.
The three of us, it's weird you bring that, are starring in an Up TV movie coming up soon. Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Good time with the boys. That's
right. But despite Natalie Hall, I think this movie was the production or whatever. It just was like real sloppy. You know, you could tell it was filmed like in a rush, like as an afterthought. So it didn't really have like the Lifetime, like, you know, it had some Lifetime tropes, but they were like a very baseline what I think a Lifetime movie is, and that's what we got. So I'm putting a cork in it. It was not my favorite of the month. There were better ones out there, but I was interested in this movie because of the Hallmark Lifetime crossover. But it didn't deliver. If it was a send up of a Hallmark movie, it didn't deliver enough. Like, I know exactly what they're kind of making fun of there or whatever, you know?
That's fair. Wow. A lot of people in the Bramble Jam Plus chat are saying that Taffer looked like fake Dan. And I didn't quite get that, I don't think, but maybe,
the bodyguard
right
who's loyal to a fault looked like me, they're saying.
And you're loyal to a fault too.
That's true. So we have some similarities.
And the amount of times I've stabbed you in the back.
And I just am like, bring it.
Love it.
So he looks like fake Dan. Okay. I think I can kind of see it.
Let me just pull him up.
He's handsome. So
okay. I'm in for it.
Here he is.
That tracks.
I mean, I'll take it. I don't
see it in this picture.
Based upon that IMDb photos, sign me up. I'm in for that.
Yeah. don't know.
Dan, are you tall?
I'm 6'5". Yeah.
He's a giant.
Okay. I'm like 6'5", 250. I'm a big boy. So.
Well, then I think that tracks because this guy was like, you know.
I bet you the people that are saying it have met me in person because I am. People don't think I'm as tall as I am. The thing I get all the time when we go to these cons or Bramblefest or whatever is, you're way taller than I thought you would be. And that's a weird comment for me because I'm used to people just knowing me in real life. But yeah, I'm like a half a foot taller than Bran. Like I'm just tall. So
yeah, there's that. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I mean, you know, when one day we meet, you know,
you won't be surprised anymore.
I won't be surprised. I'll be like, oh, you're exactly what I thought.
That's right. See, and that's going to make me feel good.
You're a tall drink.
A tall drink of water.
They are. They are who we thought they were.
Yeah, that's right. Let them off. Patrick, do you know what we got in store for the next month over at Lifetime? If this month was a girl in a hole month, what's going on in April?
So April, you know, we have some rumblings of things coming up. I think that they're working on their brand. So Lifetime has a couple brands that they are cultivating. One is a series based on the seven deadly sins. Oh. So each movie is like envy, wrath, all that type of stuff. And they have one with Vanessa Williams. Oh my gosh. Michelle Williams.
Vanessa Williams.
I really went through it. Michelle Williams and Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child and Beyonce's mom are going to be in a movie together.
Okay. Heavy hitters.
So that's interesting to me. I'm like, I don't know about that. That's like they spent a lot of money on that casting. And yeah, there's going to be some other stuff coming up. But I think that one's the most interesting. I'm going to hold off on saying that's one we're going to cover because it could be terrible. But
yeah, they screen grabbed this guy and I actually in this picture can see it a bit.
Okay, let me see it. Okay, sure.
Yeah, which I see it in this photo that they have, which we'll get to you, Patrick. It's on the Facebook group for Bramble Jam Plus. I see it a little bit here. So,
okay.
And I'll take it for
there
sure.
You go.
Absolutely.
Well, stay tuned for next month's movie. Very excited about it. Be sure to check out lifetimeuncork.com for all of the reviews. You watch all of them and you review them, not just here on the podcast, but you write a wonderful recap and your thoughts on it, which is a blast to read along with. And I think that's all. Patrick, is that everything?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what happens in April, but April showers bring May flowers. So
fantastic. That's the last I heard.
Keep that in mind when you're prepping to do a live stream and keeping your drugs high.
That's right, everybody. Yes. We'll be back next time. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.